Brave and beautiful queen, Esther 4:14, and who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this. Once, in the city of Susa, the capital of Persia, great King Xerxes gave a banquet in honor of his many governors. King Xerxes called for Vashti, the queen.
Place the royal crown on Vashti's head and bring her to me.
For she was very beautiful. When Queen Vashti refused to come, the king was very angry. He sent Vashti away and ordered a nationwide search for a new queen. Now there was a Jewish man named Mordecai who also lived in Persia. He had a beautiful cousin named Esther. In obedience to the king's order, Esther was taken to the king's palace. Mordecai asked her to tell no one that she was Jewish. When the king saw Esther, he loved her. He set the royal crown on her head and made her the new queen. One day, Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate. He heard two soldiers planning to kill the king. Mordecai told Esther, who in turn told the king.
Mordecai has told me of a plot to kill you, my king.
The king had the two men arrested, and they were found guilty. Mordecai had saved the king's life, and it was written down in the history books. After this, King Xerxes honored Haman by making him second in command of Persia. Haman was a very proud man, and at the king's order, everyone was to bow before him. But Mordecai would bow to no one except the Lord. This angered Haman. When he later found out that Mordecai was an Israelite, he came up with an evil plan. Haman went to King Xerxes and said,
"There are people in your kingdom who do not obey your laws, O king, but rather God's laws. Therefore, let us send soldiers to kill them."
The king agreed, so Haman sent out an order to kill the Jews. When Mordecai heard about Haman's evil plan, he sent word to Esther.
"Perhaps God has made you queen of Persia for such a time as this. Maybe he will use you to save his people."
Then Esther sent word back to Mordecai.
"Gather all the Jews in Susa and pray for 3 days. Though it's against the law for me to go to the king, I will do so. Pray that the king will have mercy and stop Haman's evil plan."
Mordecai did as Esther asked. On the 3rd day, Esther prepared a banquet and only invited the king and Haman.
"What can I do for you? Name it, and it will be done."
"Will you and Haman come tomorrow to another special banquet? Then I will tell you both."
That night, as the king was reading the history book, he discovered he had not honored Mordecai for saving his life. He called Haman and said,
"I want to honor a special man. What should I do?"
Haman thought he was the man to be honored, so he said,
"Let him wear the royal robe and be put on the king's horse and lead him through the city proclaiming, 'The king is honoring this man.'"
So Haman was asked to honor Mordecai in this way. Haman was furious. Later, Haman and the king went to dine with Esther.
"What is your request? Tell me, and it shall be yours."
"O king, spare me and the life of my people."
"Spare you? You are the queen."
"Yes, but I am also a Jew. And there is a man in the kingdom who wants to kill all of the Jews."
"Who is this man?"
"Haman! He is an evil man."
The king was furious, and that night Haman was hanged on the very gallows he had built for Mordecai. God's people were saved.